Hi, this is Coco Montoya, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues. Play the blues for me.
Thank you. The end of the line, opening up the Raven and the Blues. Sitting in front of an aging DJ with a cup of coffee and some new records. Welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. That is Greg Coulson. A newish name. His new album is called What's New. Just been released. Fabulously packaged and put together. Lots of money being spent on the sort of the artwork and everything else. And it's a really, really good album. He's also representing one of the bands in the challenge, the UK Blues Federation Challenge, taking place in some 2 or 3 weeks' time in Worthing. To go to represent the UK in both Memphis and also in the Azores next year. Looking forward to that challenge and seeing who wins that. There's some fabulous bands in there. And Greg Coulson, end of the line, opening up the Raven and the Blues. Welcome to the programme. Yesterday, Aretha Franklin died. And I was amazed by the coverage. Well, it's pretty accurate, really. Lots of radio stations, music radio stations, of course, dusted off their Aretha Franklin collection and played almost non-stop Aretha, which is good because they had ignored her for years and years and years. But so many speech radio stations also dug into the archives and put together some really good tributes to her life and her work and everything else. And once I heard that she died, I sort of in my own mind started thinking about which track I would play for you today to commemorate her life and the work and the wonderful tracks that she'd recorded over the years. And every time I heard another news bulletin with a different obituary and more and different tracks, I kept thinking, oh no, I won't do that one. And so we get to this morning. And again, more tributes on the radio this morning. And in the end, I thought, now I'm going to go for the one which I thought of way, way back at the beginning. I was 31 years old. No, I wasn't. I was 21 years old. I was 21 years old. I was a DJ. I just about to turn professional. But I was sort of a student by day and DJ by night. And I was amassing records, but mostly singles, and buying the occasional album. In 1967, this album came out, which really I had to buy. Aretha Franklin. People say it was her first album. It wasn't. She had many gospel albums before, but this was her first with Atlantic Records. And it was called I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, which, of course, was one of the tracks on the album. Also on the album was Respect and all the ones, you know. But you've heard all of those in the tributes over the last couple of days. Here is the track when I put the album on my turntable at home. This is a track which for me stood out and still does. So my tribute to Aretha is this one written by Sam Cooke.
There's an old friend that I once heard say something that touched my heart. And it began this way. I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like the river, been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Oh yeah. He said it's been too.
Sister, I'd like to, but I'm not even. thought that I wouldn't last for long. But somehow, right now, I believe that I'm able to carry on. I tell you that it's been a long.
Divine voice. She was 25 years old about when she recorded that, and that album itself, every track on the album is fabulous. The genius of Atlantic Records production, making that, I think, probably her best ever album, as her first album was Aretha Franklin. And there you heard A Change Is Gonna Come, written by Sam Cooke, my tribute to Aretha. And if it's made you want to go back and listen to her other work, please do so, because she was a wonderful, wonderful voice. And listening to her voice there at 25, she kept the same vocal intonation, the same timbre. Everything about that voice was still as good as it was when it was singing for Obama 2 or 3 years ago. It's The Raven and the Blues.
Got my guitar, my ball and chain. I walk till I bleed, but I don't feel a thing in the rain came pouring down again, and the rain came burning like a flame, and the rain came washed it all away, and the rain. Walked these streets for 20 odd years, and this goddamn insomnia. And how the hell did I get here? And the rain came pouring down again. Yeah, the rain came. I'm burning like a flame, and the rain came washed it all away, and the rain came. Picking up the weight, old freight trains. I got no one left to shout it, no one left to blame. And the rain came pouring down again, and the rain came burning like a flame. Yeah, the rain came and washed it all away, and the rain. Someday I'll find my way back home when this line comes to an end, and I'll have nowhere left to go. I'll have to start all over again. I know what I've done. I dug my own grave.
no going back now, baby. Just another day, and the rain came pouring down again, and the rain came burning like a flame, and the rain came washed it all away, and the rain. My ball and chain, I walk till I bleed, but I can't feel a thing, and the rain came pouring down again, and the rain came, I'm burning like a flame, and the rain came and washed it all away, and the rain.
Great EP from a gentleman from Northern Ireland called Dom Martin. The EP is called Easy Way Out, and there's a track called The Rain Came. Last week, I played a track from Jeff Beck's and Joe Bonamassa's new album called Spanish Boots, and I said, you know, this is a tribute to UK blues from the 60s and the 70s, and I can't remember this at all. Well, the amount of Facebook messages and emails, some sort of politely saying Spanish Boots was Jeff Beck off the album Hola. Some just saying, Raven, get a grip. And now I could lie to you and say, once I'd played it, it all came flooding back. But the truth is, I didn't remember it at all from Hola. I went back, because I've got it somewhere, I've got the album somewhere in the hold. I went back and listened to it on iTunes. And again, it's almost like my version, my copy of Jeff Beck's Hola, didn't have it on it, because Spanish Boots meant was brand new to me when I played it to you last weekend, and still is. It's the human mind playing games, I guess. But anyway, thanks to all the dozens of you who made contact, and yes, I will try and get a grip in future if I can. Here's an album which has been kind of trailed in advance, and they've released a couple of tracks from it and then nothing at all. It is now on general release, which is good news. It's Boz Scaggs, a voice from the 60s, and again from the present day, of course, but still sounding as good as he did way back then. The album was called Out of the Blues. He's gone back to the blues, and this is a lovely track called I've Just Got to Know.
I want to know, I want to know, I just got to know. Why do you always play around? If you have the same feeling for me, then why don't you settle down? Got to know. It takes you to prove you love me. can prove it sure as the world is round. What from your ways and actions, I have a feeling you'll let me down. I just got to know.
Voice that's been part of my life since the middle 60s, well, late 60s anyway, from Brother Loan Me a Dime with Duane Allman on guitar, Boss Gags, and from his brand new album Out of the Blues, every track is lovely, and that's I've Just Got to Know. Staying with new albums, Shamikia Copeland, her new album is called America's Child. We've already featured a few tracks from it. Here is another called In the Blood of the Blues.
Jewel in the crown of the mighty kings of Africa. I'm the hand on the shaft of the spear that slew the lion. I'm the soul clenched like a fist on a demon slave ship.
Sure.
I would call a busy mix. Lots of instrumentation in there. All of it kind of mixed together, and you can hardly identify it. Chimika Copeland, her album America's Child, just been released, and In the Blood of the Blues. From the States back to the UK, and a couple I haven't seen working live for ages. That's Ron Sayer and Charlotte Joyce, based up in Norfolk, and it's been a while since their last album. Their new one is called Makes You Stronger, and it's wonderful. Already featured a couple of tracks. Here's this one called Life is What Happens. It's just so true.
Make a difference too, but love is what happens when you're
Life is What Happens. The lovely Charlotte Joyce on vocals and keys, and Ron Sayer on guitar. Although, you know how it's almost obligatory to pull strange faces when you're doing a guitar solo, I think Ron probably leads the pack in terms of gurning, in terms of the strange faces that he pulls, although I haven't seen him play for a while. Ron Sayer, Charlotte Joyce, the album Sayer and Joyce, and Life is What Happens. Let's leave Norfolk in the UK and head to the States. A big discussion I was reading this week about whether Beth Hart is better with Joe Bonamassa or better on her own. It's difficult, really, because I like her in both incarnations, in a sense. Here she is in On Her Own from her album, which was released in the spring of this year, called Front and Center, live from New York. And here she is, live in New York, broken and ugly. Here we go. Live from New York, Beth Hart, Front and Center is the name of the album, and a track called Broken and Ugly. A quick thank you once again for all the emails that have been coming in, and also messages on Facebook and stuff like that, sort of regarding my health. One old friend, who I don't see often enough, decided, seeing as I missed the show, he would do a replacement program. Peter, you're a star, thank you so much. But there's no need to do replacement programs, I promise you. I'll be with you for a while yet. Here's an album which came in this last couple of weeks, I guess, whilst I was in hospital. It's an album called Good As I've Been To You, just been released. It's blues and folk and rock all kind of mixed in together. So it's a nice bit of acoustic blues, therefore, from Steve Howell and the Mighty Men from the UK. And here they are with Blues In The Bottle.
Stopper in my hand, doggone ya. Blues in the bottle, stopper in my hand. You take the blues out the bottle, pour them into the man. Blues come to Texas, blues come to Texas. Come up here by land, doggone ya. Blues come to Texas. Come up here by land. They ain't killed me yet. They doing the best they can. Blues in the bottle, blues in the bottle. Trouble in my hand, pretty mama. Blues in the bottle, trouble in my hand. You're going back to Fort Worth. Find you another man. Thank you.
You know, it's odd because when I first heard that, and when the, I was going to say the album came, but the download came onto the computer, I listened to it, I thought Steve Howell and the Mighty Men were probably a UK band paying tribute to the laid-back acoustic blues of the States in the 1920s and 30s, people like Mississippi John Hurt. But it turns out Steve Howell, in fact, is American himself, I think out of Texas. And that's his new album, which is called As I've Been to You and Blues in the Bottle. Here's a lady I've admired for many, many years. And the last, 10 years, I guess, what she's been doing is paying tribute to the blues musicians of the time with an album of their particular work done in her own style. And what she's got now is the new album is called A Woman's Soul, a tribute to Bessie Smith. What better way of having a tribute to this one? I need a little sugar in my bowl.
Troubles too. It seemed like the whole world's wrong since my man been gone. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog in my roll. I can stand a bit of loving. Oh, so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. I need a little steam heat on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, huh, Papa? Come on and save your mama's soul. Cause I need a little sugar in my bowl. Doggone it. I need a little sugar in my bowl. Yeah. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog between my roll. You're getting different, hop and torn. Move your finger, drop it into my bowl. I need a little steam heat on my floor. And maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees, I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there. Come on, drop something in my bowl. Stop your fooling. Drop something in my bowl. Sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog between my row. I can stand a bit of loving. I'm so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. I need a little steam heat on my floor. And maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees. I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there. Come on, drop something in my bowl. Stop your fooling. Drop something in my bowl. I said I'm tired of being lonely. I'm tired of being blue.
I wonder if today's youth giggle like I did, like we did when we first heard those lyrics way back 50-odd years ago. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a hot dog roll between my... A hot dog in my roll, that's right, yes. Bessie Smith. You wonder how they got away with it in a sense, because you know, you would imagine there'd have been some great and good of the town or Baptist ministers or somebody in the audience going, you can't do that. But in fact, they did. And some of the lyrics were even more raunchier. But nevertheless, Rory Block, great album, A Woman's Soul, a tribute to Bessie Smith, and I Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl. Lawrence Libeau has been kind of a friend on Facebook for quite a while, but her album has just been released called The Old School Girl. And here she is, I think making her debut on the show even, with Give Me a Try.
You're a boy and I'm a girl. Let's try taking love for a whirl. You never know what you may find. Give me a try, give me a try. The sky is blue, the sea is green. Maybe we can be a thing. You never know what you can find. Give me a try, give me a try. The mountains high, the valleys low. But there's one thing that I do know. You'll never know what you may find. Give me a try, give me a try.
Lawrence LeBeau is her name, and the album has just been released called Old School Girl and Give Me a Try. Amongst the news of the death of Aretha Franklin, there was another bit of disturbing news that Lazy Lester is in bed and probably may not come out of bed. He's still alive and breathing. His wife said he's okay, but you know, it's getting near the end, which is extremely sad. I haven't played him for ages and ages. Wes Weston, who we featured last week, has got a new album out. Wes, together with his band, the Bluesonics, were the basic sort of kind of house band. When Americans were coming across to Europe to do gigs, rather than bring the whole band with them, they'd have a pickup band of really fine musicians who knew the stuff, and Wes and the Bluesonics were that particular band. And here they are with Lazy Lester, going back some, I guess 10 years or thereabouts, perhaps a bit less, from an album called One More Once. And here's a track, Lazy Lester and Jailhouse Wall.
Thank you. you leave it be. If you pick it up, then can't you show as hell you wanna wind up in here with me. Now that's all I got time to tell you, so you can do what you want to do. Don't lie and say I didn't tell you so when the same thing happened to you. So don't ever write your name on the jail wall, but it is the truth. If you don't believe me, what I say, the same thing happened to you.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
I saw him working, I think it must have been Köln, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a typical American, unplanned, unsetlist blues performance. Just he would turn to Wes and the band and say, gee, and they'd be off. Good stuff. Wes Weston's Bluesonics with Wes Weston on harmonica and Paul Gardner. And Lazy Lester, and a track, as I say, from their album One More Once, which came out some 8 years ago, and Jailhouse Wall. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Thanks for the emails. Email address is remarkably simple, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. It's odd, you know, because since I mentioned last week that there's going to be less on Facebook, and it's going to be subscribers, really, who will get the benefit. The number of subscribers has gone up, which is also good, but then, who was it? I think it was Tim who emailed and said, but how do I subscribe? It's remarkable. It's just so easy. Go into your browser of choice, Google or Safari or whatever, and type in, how do I subscribe to a podcast? Back in the day when they first started, 13 or 14 years ago, there wasn't much choice, but now everybody, Google, iTunes, everybody has a podcast aggregator. Literally, you go in there and say, and I mean, the link is on the Raven and the Blues page, but it's, the link is remarkably simple. It's raven.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, and then /RSS. But don't write that down. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page. ravenandblues.co.uk. Ravenblues.co.uk. Come on, Raven, you can do it. You're almost at the end. ravenblues.co.uk. Okay, let's close with Ry Cooder. His album, Alive in America, is just so lovely. It's very relaxed, and it's got full of a feel-good factor. And this particular track is called Fool for a Cigarette and Feeling Good. And I'll leave that with you, and thank you for giving me an hour of your time, and hopefully you can do it in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. It's a sunny day here on the Thames. I hope the weather is good where you are and life is good for you. And Fool for a Cigarette and Feeling Good.
Don't you bruise it, 'cause I wanna use it. No, I'm a fool for a cigarette. I'm a fool for a cigarette. I'm a fool for a cigarette. When you finish choking, 'cause I wanna smoke it. No, I'm a fool for a cigarette. feeling good. All the money in the world spent on feeling good. Well, the wine old met me on the street. He said, help me on to some sneaking pee. Please help me, brother, I wish you would, cause I feel so bad and I wanna feel good. Feeling good, feeling good. All the money in the world's been on feeling good. I see them folks all dressed so fine, dancing, drinking champagne and wine. Pinch your pockets now, they could, cause they ain't doing nothing but feeling good. Feeling good, feeling good. All the money in the world's been on feeling good. Well, it's red and yellow, black and tan. Makes no difference, a man's a man. They ought to live together now if they could. Well, the whole round world would be feeling good. Well, feeling good, feeling good. All the money in the world's been on feeling good. Feeling good, all the money in the world's been on.